Nationals trying to avoid the sweep against the Braves. There's good news for Nats fans. Bryce Harper running on the warning track in the afternoon prior to the game. We pick up the action here in the first. Jason Wirth facing Mike Foltynewicz.
To the left side, that's going to scoot through. Bob Henley sending Trey Turner. Matt Kemp not even attempting a throw. And Jason Wirth puts the Nats on top.
Wirth RBI single in the first. Swinging a high drive, well hit to left center field. Kemp and Enciarte way back. Enciarte closing at the wall. He leaps, and he caught it. Last year's Gold Glover, Enciarte, makes a Gold Glove play.
That ball well hit by Victor Robles. Bob Henley sending Lind. Robles to third. Nats lead 2-0.
Nationals 3, and the Braves nothing, sixth inning.
So here's Albies. That ball's hit well to left center. And that's a 12-game hitting streak for the 20-year-old rookie. And this is a 3-2 game.
Adrian Sanchez, the batter. Swinging a line drive down the left field line toward the corner. It's fair. And the Nationals have the two runs back and lead 5-2.
5-2 Nats. That's your final. Tanner Roark gets the win. He struck out 7 over 6 quality innings of work. Great night for the D.C. bullpen. They tossed 3 innings of scoreless relief with Sean Doolittle pitching the 9th during his 18th save since joining the Nats. Here's Nats skipper Dusty Baker after the win.
Well, he's right. And he's Tanner that we, you know, that we know. And takes it deep in the ball game. You know, young Albies had a great series against us. You know, you know, we held Freddie Freeman in check, which is rare. And, you know, he threw a great game. Sevy came in and took over for Lobey. And called a great game, and you know, we got some production out of our young guys, and got some energy tonight, and so hopefully that'll transfer into tomorrow with our veteran guys against the Dodgers, you know, and hopefully they'll be rested and ready to go tomorrow.
How's Lobey?
Lobey has a contusion on that same ankle, but pardon, on the left ankle, because that's an ankle that was bothering him, and x-rays were negative, and so he'll be hobbling for a couple of days.
You talk about that energy some of those young guys bring. Mm-hmm. What's sort of the tangible feeling in the dugout when you see a guy like Robles running the bases?
Well, I mean, it's much like, you know, when you're tired and you come home, but your kids give you energy. You know, the young players, I've always said, you know, you hope that they give you energy and that, you know, we give them some wisdom and knowledge on how to play the game. And we can take some from them, and hopefully they can take something from us. And that's what we were hoping, you know, tonight when I had that lineup out there tonight. And it feels good to get back, you know, on the winning side of things. And, you know, now we got one more to go for 90 and then go from there.
You mentioned Robles. He's only gotten a handful of plate appearances. Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, I mean, you gotta like what you see, and you see why everybody wanted to trade for him, and see why we didn't, you know, give him up and include him in any of those trades. So, you know, he could be an impact player. You know, you like what you see. You said a handful of at bats, but that's quite a few at bats considering September call-ups in a race that usually don't get any at bats other than just pinch hit. So he's had 2 starts, and. All our young guys have had starts since they came up. You know, Rowdy, you know, had one the other day. Stevenson had one. And so, you know, these young guys are not here to show us as much, but to show themselves that they belong in the big leagues, because that's the, you know, they may not belong right now, but they're not far off. Well, no, I don't know how, you know, because we got stuff to do. And we got a big series coming up. I mean, if you give a guy a bat, that means somebody else got to sit down. And so, you know, I'll get him in there, you know, when I think it's necessary and when I think it's appropriate, you know, because I'm not going to shelve our guys, that got us to this point. And I got to get these guys ready, you know, for – you know, for the playoffs. And everybody's gotten at bats, you see. And so I'm trying to keep them sharp and trying to keep our other guys sharp and rested, you know, so we can, you know, go to the end.
The at bats that Worth had tonight.
Yes.
Well,
yeah. I mean, that was. I mean, he had four great at bats tonight. You know, he flirted with the wall a couple times, and you know, he's feeling better. And you know, I mean, you see Trey is back. He has his stuff together. So our next step is to get, you know, Jason, you know, back to himself, and then the last step is to get, you know, to get Hart back. You know, so slowly but surely, you know, we're trying to get a hole.
Victor Robles had two hits, drove in a run, and scored two more as the Nats beat the Braves Thursday night to avoid the sweep. Here's Robles on his performance.
La verdad, yo me siento bien y creo que.
No, I feel great, and as long as I hopefully keep getting this opportunity to show what I can do on the field, then I plan on doing my job. I've been fortunate enough, and God bless me for this opportunity to be up here playing. And it's tough. I understand not playing every day, but I thank the organization for the confidence they've showed in me, and hopefully keep helping them win any way I can. Now, when I initially got the phone call, I was speechless. I definitely did not expect to receive the phone call to get called up to the big leagues. I was left speechless when I received the call by Doug Harris. And just I feel blessed and fortunate to be up here showcasing my ability.
Both teams back in action Friday. The Braves will host the Mets, while the Nationals play host to the Dodgers.